The leaders of India and Pakistan met face-to-face in Islamabad today. The Pakistani capital is the site of a South Asia summit. Leaders of neighboring states are there as well. But the bilateral meeting, that is nominally a sideshow, occupies the real center ring at this summit. India and Pakistan are both nuclear powers, and they have come close to war in recent years over terrorism and over the disputed territory of Kashmir. Two views now of how that meeting of Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf is viewed in those two countries. We turn first to Najam Sethi, who is the editor of the Pakistani newspaper Friday Times. And Mr. Sethi, let me ask you, is the meeting between Musharraf and Vajpayee likely to open, in your view, a new and perhaps less menacing chapter in relations between the two countries?
Absolutely. The thing is that the agenda for this meeting and most of the homework for it had been done over the last 2 or 3 months. So the meeting was, although both sides weren't prepared to admit that such a meeting would take place, this is basically a multilateral forum. So the Indians were particularly reluctant to admit that they might want to do any sideshows of any significance. But at the end of the day, the meeting did take place. It was for over an hour. There is some speculation there may yet be another meeting tomorrow before Mr. Vajpayee flies home. That's not yet confirmed. I think substantial issues are being discussed, but they're being kept away from the media. One reason for that is that when the two big leaders met in 2001 at Agra, the media hype was so great and the expectations were so high that it looked as though if one side got away with some concessions, that the other side would be a loser. So this time they don't want there to be any winners or losers. They want both sides to win-win, which is why they're playing their cards very close to their chest and they're not raising the expectations.
So what you have then at this point is mostly atmospherics, images for the populations of these countries to consume. What are the images and how do you think Pakistanis relate to them?
The atmospherics have been fantastic. Each side has gone out of its way to quote-unquote make unilateral concessions in terms of confidence building. And one after the other, all the old hard lines have fallen. Clearly something significant is going on. But two things are clear to us but are not being articulated. One, that there has been mediation, third-party mediation. And I dare say that the third-party mediation is the United States of America. The problem is that neither side wants to admit this because there is, you know, both countries are awash with anti-Americanism. So neither wants to admit that the Americans have played a fundamental and a critical role here. But the U.S. has, behind the scenes. And that has really brought the two sides together. And the second thing is they don't want to make too many promises because Indian elections are coming up in 4 months' time. And the Indians are very sensitive about not being seen to have made too many concessions and so on and so forth. So that is why everybody's playing their cards close to the chest. But the confidence building is there, and this year is going to be a year of peace.
President Musharraf has survived two recent assassination attempts. His relations with Pakistan's Islamists appear to have, or at least have been reported as, worsening. How much political room to maneuver does the Pakistani president actually have right now?
The real issue is what happens with Kashmir. And I have a funny feeling that we're going to hear less about Kashmir rather than more as the peace dialogue begins. But I don't think the Pakistanis are going to admit that. They're going to say Kashmir is very much a live issue. But I think it's no longer going to be as live and as violent and as pressing as it has been in the last 10 years.
Najam Sethi, editor of the Pakistani newspaper Friday Times in Islamabad, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Now we turn to India, to New Delhi, and journalist Veer Singh. Veer Singh, we've heard some optimism from your Pakistani counterpart about this meeting between the two national leaders. Do you share that? And do you think Indians generally are optimistic about a new chapter here in Indo-Pakistani relations?
Oh, yes. Because of the nature of the acrimony and the history shared by the two countries for more than half a century now, just the fact that they're meeting has meant a lot. We've seen a lot of real change on the ground, such as the ceasefire in Kashmir, the resumption of some transport links. We've just had the first flight from Pakistan coming in on January 1. All of that now is being given a fillip, if you would, by this meeting between the two leaders.
I want to hear what you think about Najam Sethi's observation that all of this couldn't have been done only by Indian and Pakistani diplomats and politicians. It took a third party. He says probably the U.S. and both countries are in such an anti-American mood they won't acknowledge it, but it's actually a fair American success. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes. I mean, there's plenty of evidence to point towards that. We've had visits by a whole host of State Department officials, including Colin Powell himself, a couple of times. So it doesn't take too much to connect Washington's role and where we are today.
How, given the fact that despite the formal ceasefire, there just was an attack in Kashmir by rebels just before the new year, there really hasn't been a complete cessation of violence in that area. How does the Indian government see it can conceivably get around or in some way soften the issue of Kashmir and make real progress?
Well, there has been some degree of acceptance by New Delhi that Pakistan is doing something to curtail some of the hardcore Islamic extremists fighting against Indian forces in Indian-administered Kashmir. But, yes, there cannot be a complete cessation of violence. You talk about the ceasefire. That ceasefire actually was between the official armies of the two countries, and it wasn't really expected to completely end violence between separatist groups and Indian forces.
How closely have the images of today's meeting been followed? How much have they been broadcast throughout India? And do you get a sense that Indians are glued to this story, or are they jaded about it, do you think?
This morning's newspapers have all carried pictures of Prime Minister Vajpayee and President Musharraf of Pakistan shaking hands. The fact that they are in the same room and the picture of them shaking hands speaks volumes for the expectations people have of this summit. So yes, of course, it's being followed very closely. We've had blanket coverage by the increasing number of private news channels on television here in India. So it's very much on the minds of most people here.
Veer Singh, thank you very much for talking about this once again.
Thank you.
Veer Singh, a journalist, spoke to us from New Delhi in India. Earlier, we spoke with Najam Sethi, who is the editor of the Pakistani newspaper, Friday Times.